Hi friends, I'm Summer Green and welcome to the Noonday Prayer Podcast. You are listening to episode 74 featuring Psalm 78. It is my joy to create a small space in your day where you can take a deep breath, listen for God's voice, and realign your hearts as we pray together in community using the Book of Common Prayer. Friends, today, let's step back from the overwhelming details of the sheltering in place life. The hundreds of questions that have been floating inside of our heads about when, where, what if, and how do I know? And let's put on our God gratitude glasses as we pray together. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from old, things that we have heard and known that our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their children. We will tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. He established a decree in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and rise up and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and that they should not be like their ancestors, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not steadfast, whose spirit was not faithful to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Malachi 1:11. From the rising of the sun to its setting, my name shall be great among the nations, and in every place incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Please join me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come to you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts to direct and rule us according to your will, to comfort us in all our afflictions, to defend us from all error, and to lead us into all truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us offer intercessions together in silence. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our children follow our example, not just our wordy lessons on life. Both play a huge part in how they grow and mature physically, mentally, and spiritually. Child development experts give us 5 ways to help our children grow positively. I think these also really ring true for growing our kids in faith too. So I've adapted them just a bit. I think it's also true that these are the way that we grow as adults. So let's all pay attention. 1, be intentional about your surroundings. Provide our kids and ourselves with places, people, and situations where we have godly examples before us. That's one of the reasons that church is so important. We encounter people who are choosing to follow God and on this journey with us. But church is just a small chunk of the week, so we need to look even deeper. 2, notice the good and the beautiful and give God all the glory and all the honor, just like our psalm calls us to. This is where our God gratitude glasses, they get put on, and if we practice it often enough, they tend to stay on. 3, eliminate our exposure to the negative. While it's much easier and more obvious to do this for our kids, it's also important that we do it for ourselves. Look carefully at what you allow in your life. Have you slipped into not so great habits out of quarantine boredom? Now is a great time to decide what should stay and what should go. What is propelling you into a deeper faith and what isn't? Sadly, there's typically no neutral. 4, talk about it. When people or situations can't be avoided, and we've all got that Uncle Norm type, don't we? Then the best thing to do is lovingly talk about it. I loved reading the Greek myths with my daughters when they were young. One of the reasons was because our God is quite the opposite of all the Greek gods, who often got themselves into a pickle and were moody and selfish. This provided me with examples that were easy to highlight our good and gracious God. The same can be done with people and situations that aren't ideal. I would encourage you so much not to ignore them, even hoping your kids don't notice or hoping that they don't really have an impact on you. But find ways to talk through them. Talk through them with God. And talk through them in ways that show love and grace, but also hold true to the biblical standard. 5, do as you say. You know that saying, do as I say and not as I do? Well, this one is just plain do as you say. It's a hard one. All children are watching us, not just our own. People in general, they're watching us, especially when they know we claim to be Christians. And what we do teaches them how to live a godly life. One of the most important lessons I believe we model is how to work out our faith. Choosing grace, forgiveness, choosing love, choosing compassion and kindness in difficult situations will speak far louder than any Sunday school lesson ever could. When my children were little, someone showed me the importance of asking them for forgiveness when I messed up. I still practice it. It's hard. In fact, it's gotten harder. It goes against how I was parented, but it models to them what believers are to do when we sin against each other. That, to me, is the greater lesson. Psalm 78 calls us to remember what we have heard and known from our spiritual ancestors, and to open our mouths and proclaim the good deeds of the Lord, His might, and the wonders that He has done, and to pass them on to our children, speaking and living them out in community. Friends, what good deeds have you seen the Lord do in your life? What beautiful and good things have you seen happen? Today is a great day to start sharing them and living them out with the hungry and the hopeless world that we live in. God is good. His mercy, grace, His forgiveness, they're available to all people. His love is everlasting. He's mighty, and His deeds are in fact glorious and full of wonder. Our benediction is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2:16. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. Thanks for listening to episode 24 of the Noonday Prayer Podcast. If you are new around here, you can find the framework to follow along and a good place to find resources on spiritual growth at summer-green.com. You can also find me on Instagram at hi_im_summer. I'd love to connect with you and hear how God is using this prayer time in your life. The peace of Christ to you, dear friends. Have a great week.